Exult, let them exult, the host of heaven. Exult, let angel ministers of God exult. Let the trumpet of salvation sound aloud, our mighty King's triumph. Be glad, let earth be glad, as glory floods her, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end to gloom and darkness. Rejoice, let Mother Church also rejoice, arrayed with the lightning of His glory. Let this holy building shake with joy, filled with the mighty voices of the peoples. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, with ardent love of mind and heart, and with devoted service of our voice, to acclaim our God invisible, the Almighty Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, His Son, His only begotten, who for our sake paid Adam's debt to the eternal Father, and pouring out His own dear blood, wiped clean the record of our ancient sinfulness. These then are the feasts of Passover, in which is slain the Lamb, the one true Lamb, whose blood anoints the doorposts of believers. This is the night when once you led our forebears, Israel's children, from slavery in Egypt, and made them pass dry shod through the Red Sea. This is the night that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. This is the night that even now throughout the world sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace and joining them to His Holy Ones. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. Oh, wonder of your humble care for us, oh, love, oh, charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave You gave away your son. Oh, truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. Oh, happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. The sanctifying power of this night dispels wickedness, washes faults away, restores innocence to the fallen, and joy to mourners. Oh, truly blessed night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth and divine to the human. On this your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, this gift from your most holy church. Therefore, O Lord, we pray you that this candle, hallowed to the honor of your name, may persevere undimmed to overcome the darkness of this night. Receive it as a pleasing fragrance, and let it mingle with the light of heaven. May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets, Christ your Son, who coming back from death's domain has shed his peaceful light on humanity and lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of heaven, the cattle, all the wild beasts, and all the reptiles that crawl upon the earth." God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and conquer it. Be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of heaven, and all living animals on the earth." God said, "See, I give you all the seed-bearing plants that are upon the whole earth, and all the trees with seed-bearing fruit. This shall be your food. To all wild beasts, all birds of heaven, and all living reptiles on the earth, I give all the foliage of plants for food." And so it was. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
Amen.
1965 is the password, 1965.
A reading from the book of the Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me so? Tell the sons of Israel to march on. For yourself, raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and part it for the sons of Israel to walk through the sea on dry ground. I, for my part, will make the heart of the Egyptians so stubborn that they will follow them. So shall I win myself glory at the expense of Pharaoh, of all his army, his chariots, his horsemen. And when I have won glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and his chariots and his army, the Egyptians will learn that I am the Lord." Then the angel of the Lord, who marched at the front of the army of Israel, changed station and moved to their rear. The pillar of cloud changed station from the front to the rear of them and remained there. It came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. The cloud was dark, and the night passed without the armies drawing any closer the whole night long. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove back the sea with a strong easterly wind all night, and he made dry land of the sea. The waters parted, and the sons of Israel went on dry ground right into the sea, walls of water to right and to left of them. The Egyptians gave chase. After them they went right into the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians from the pillar of cloud, of fire and of cloud, and threw the army into confusion. He so clogged their chariot wheels
that they could scarcely make headway. "Let us flee from the Israelites," the Egyptians cried. "The Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians." "Stretch out your hand over the sea," the Lord said to Moses, "that the waters may flow back on the Egyptians and their chariots and their horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and as day broke, the sea returned to its bed. The fleeing Egyptians marched right into it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the very middle of the sea. The returning waters overwhelmed the chariots and the horsemen of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Egyptians into the sea. Not a single one of them was left. But the sons of Israel had marched through the sea on dry ground, walls of water to right and to left of them. That day, the Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. Israel witnessed the great act that the Lord had performed against the Egyptians, and the people venerated the Lord. They put their faith in the Lord and in Moses, his servant. It was then that Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song in honor of the Lord.
Reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "O come to the water, all you who are thirsty. Though you have no money, come. Buy corn without money and eat, and at no cost wine and milk. Why spend money on what is not bread, your wages on what fails to satisfy? Listen. Listen to me, and you will have good things to eat and rich food to enjoy. Pay attention. Come to me. Listen, and your soul will live. With you I will make an everlasting covenant out of the favors promised to David. See, I have made of you a witness to the peoples, a leader and a master of the nations. See, you will summon a nation you never knew. Those unknown will come hurrying to you, for the sake of the Lord your God, of the Holy One of Israel, who will glorify you. Seek the Lord while he is still to be found. Call to him while he is still near. Let the wicked man abandon his way, and the evil man his thought. Let him turn back to the Lord, who will take pity on him, to our God, who is rich in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. It is the Lord who speaks. Yes, the heavens are high above earth, as my ways are above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. Yes, as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and do not return without watering the earth, making it yield and giving growth to provide seed for the sower and bread for the eating, so the word that goes from my mouth does not return to me empty, without carrying out my will and succeeding in what it was sent to do. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the prophet Baruch. Listen, Israel, to the command that brings life. Hear and learn what knowledge means. Why, Israel, why are you in the country of your enemies, growing older and older in an alien land, sharing defilement with the dead, reckoned with those who go to Sheol? Because you have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. You have walked in the way of God. You would have lived in peace forever. Learn where knowledge is, where strength, where understanding, and so learn where length of days is, where life, where the light of the eyes, and where peace. But who has found out where she lives? Who has entered her treasure house? But the one who knows all knows her. He has grasped her with his own intellect. He has set the earth firm forever and filled it with four-footed beasts. He sends the light and it goes. He recalls it and it obeys. The stars shine joyfully at their set times. When he calls them, they answer, "We are here." They gladly shine for their Creator. It is he who is our God. No other can compare with him. He has grasped the whole way of knowledge and confided in his servant Jacob. To Israel, his well-beloved, no causing her to appear on earth and move among men. This is the book of the commandments of God, the law that stands forever. Those who keep her live. Those who desert her die. Turn back, Jacob. Seize her. In her radiance, make your way to light. Do not yield your glory to another, your privilege to a people not your own. Israel, blessed are we. What pleases God has been revealed to us. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized in his death. In other words, when we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in death. So that as Christ was raised from the dead by the Father's glory, we too might live a new life. If in union with Christ we have imitated his death, we shall also imitate him in his resurrection. We must realize that our former selves have been crucified with him to destroy this sinful body and to free us from the slavery of sin. When a man dies, of course he has finished with sin. But we believe that having died with Christ, we shall return to life with him. Christ, as we know, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no power over him anymore. When he died, once for all, to sin. So his life now is life with God. And in that way, you too must consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at the first sign of dawn, the women went to the tomb with the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb, but on entering it discovered that the body of the Lord Jesus was not there. As they stood there, not knowing what to think, two men in brilliant clothes suddenly appeared at their side. Terrified, the women lowered their eyes. But the two men said to them, "Why look among the dead for someone who is alive? He is not here. He has risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man had to be handed over into the power of sinful men and be crucified and rise again on the third day." And they remembered his words. When the women returned from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary of Magdala, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The other women with them also told the apostles. But this story of theirs seemed pure nonsense, and they did not believe them. Peter, however, went running to the tomb. He bent down and saw the binding clothes, but nothing else. He then went back home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are celebrating the most important event in human history. Everywhere people go and visit the tomb of the famous people buried. But if you go to Jerusalem, the pilgrims all over the world visit the tomb, which is an empty tomb. At the entrance of the tomb, it is written, "He is not here." A reasonable question. Then why do you go there? He is risen. This is the only empty tomb we adore and venerate. With all the other tombs in the world are closed to one. It's Joseph of Arimathea offered the tomb for Jesus, as we know. Somebody asked to Joseph of Arimathea, "Why do you give this beautiful tomb to Jesus, a beautifully decorated? Why did you give it to someone else to be buried of? Why not?" Joseph answered, "He only needed it for the weekend. He's not here. He has risen from the dead. For some people, Christmas is fine, but Easter is so disappointed, is not? Because we suffer all the way throughout the Lent. And what we get for it? Only a harm. For 3 days, all the demons of the hell rejoiced. Satan, all the forces of the evil rejoiced. Even the Sanhedrin or the Jerusalem, they rejoiced. Everything is closed. It was a brilliant scheme for them. Friends, Easter story ends not with a funeral, but with a festival. We should not stay in our graveyard, leave away all our past and the negativity. God created to leave us in a victory. Because there is power flowing out from resurrection. We should feel that resurrection power. We are called not the people of Good Friday, but we are called the people of Alleluia. We are the generational blessing. Usually, for 3 days after the body had been laid in the tomb, the ladies were going and weeping. That was the customary. But when they reached there, the three women, they couldn't find Jesus. Because the resurrection is an explosion of love. Where there is an explosion of love, the tomb is empty. And the woman could not see Jesus. Why? Because they were crying. When you cry full of tears, you cannot see the thing in front of you. Jesus says, sometimes it is because of our tearful eyes we are not seeing Christ nearby. So why don't we think of the joy, the happiness? And Jesus was near to them because they could not see since they were crying. In the early church, the one to be baptized turned towards. At first, the candidate is placed opposite to the east, at first turned towards the west before the baptism. It is to say, I am negating all the evil powers. Better to say, the baptized turned in that direction and pronounced a threefold no. No to the evil, to his pomp, and to sin. Thereafter, the candidate is truly stripped of his garments. He is being now another one. Today, one of our family members, Amy, is going to receive in the Catholic Church into the full communion. And after the candidate is being given a new cloth, white garment, Thereafter, the candidate is placing towards the east because it symbolizes the rising sun, Jesus. That's why Paul says, I remove all impurity, selfishness, all enmity, and the garments of the death. And then the candidate is being given, while he is placing towards the east, giving a light. This is the new light, the Paschal light. We are gathered around the Paschal light. It burns and it lights, because it is the symbol of Christ, a symbol of newly rising Son of history. The first word uttered, Yahweh, in the Bible, let there be light. And here Jesus is the light. And we are the people of the light. Light makes life possible. It makes communication possible. It gives a new direction of life. As Paul says, we place a new garments. After this, the minister blessed the water. Thereafter, each one is invited to bless themselves or himself, because we place a new garment. That's why Paul says, love, joy, peace, patience, and the self-control. Dear friends, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Life is stronger than death. Good is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Truth is stronger than lies. The joy cannot be commanded. It can only be given. The miracle of Jesus' resurrection has changed the world. And he said, he is not there. Why do you look in the empty tomb? Why do you look your past life? Why do you look in the negativity? Because we are the people of Hallelujah. Today the whole world rejoice and say Hallelujah, because he is near to us and he saved our life. Again and again, wish you a happy Easter, dear friends. Thank you. Now it is the time of the blessing of the holy water. Thereafter, I will invite the candidate first. After the reception, we will have the further prayers.